Okay, God bless you. We'll recap where we were at 2 weeks ago. The Mishnah brought down a halacha that if somebody is makdish a shor, we'll just read the Mishnah again, we'll chazer over outside the Gemara here. The Mishnah says that if you said shor ze'ola, ubay ze korban. If somebody says this ox should be an oilo, the house should be a korban, umes ha'shor v'nafal abayis, and then the shor died or the house fell, potter melashalim. You're potter from paying because you never obligated yourself. You just were makdish the object. And the male, if the thing is gone, so your obligation is gone. But if you said, shor zeh alai oilo, ubay zeh alai kom, meis ha'shor v'nafal abayis chayev l'shalim. So then already you become chayev. And then you chayev in a chayev, in other words. Then if something occurs, you have to go and replace it. So the Gemara goes through a whole shaklavataria, whether in fact if somebody says, shor zeh alai oilo, or bay zeh alai korban, if it does become an obligation. And the Gemara's maskona is that it's not an obligation. Even if you say, shor zeh alai oilo, or bay zeh alai korban, it's also not, doesn't become a chiyuv. And if something happens, you're still potter. And therefore the Gemara said, you have to be, basically, you have to make a girsa change in the Mishnah, or add a girsa to the Mishnah, and say that the Mishnah is talking about what you said, the may shor zeh alai oilo. Or you said, the may bay zeh alai oilo. So already you were pointing to the value. But if you're pointing to the house itself, then avada it wouldn't work. That's the Gemara. Because the Gemara was forced to say that, so the Gemara ultimately is learning our Mishnah shaloi kalocha, which is really the maskon of the Gemara. Because we paskin ain't the makdish dover shaloi b'lihelo. So we paskin that a person cannot enact a hektish on something that's not here. So if you say ba yizel la, and we would have learned the way we originally understood that there's a chiv achrayis, that would have worked according to everybody. Because I'm making a neder now, there's a chalois now, and I have an obligation to maintain what I created. I created hektish on the bayis, and now I have a chiv to maintain it. Something happens, I got to replace it. That's not a problem of dovah shaloi b'lihelo. That's every obligation is that way. That's not a problem. You can make a mechira b'achrayis. I could sell you a house and make it a mechira b'achrayis, and then if something happens to the house, I have to replace it. That's not a problem with dovah shaloi b'lihelo. Because ultimately, I sold you a house, which was here. So the achrayis is always a dovah shaloi b'lihelo. The achrayis piece is always a dovah shaloi b'lihelo. Shaloi b'lihelo, the achrayis piece.
That's okay.
That's never a problem. Because we always go to the mother of the chalois. We don't go to the outcome of the chalois. We go to the mother. The mother chalois here is on something which is here. We don't have a problem of dovah shaloi b'lihelo. So therefore, if the object that you're being makdish is the bayis or the shor, so that's a dovah shayesh b'lihelo. So the simple reading of the Mishnah was l'kuli alma, because you were being makdish the house, which is here. And Mimela, the achrayis, the fact that you're chayv an achrayis if something happens to the house, that's not a problem with dovah shaloi b'lihelo. Because your initial obligation was something that's here. No problem. But the Gemara said that doesn't work l'maisa, because that language still would not make you chayv an achrayis. If you say, shor zeh alai, oilo, bay zeh alai korban, it won't make you chayv achrayis. And the only way the Gemara was able to work out a chayv achrayis was if we say it's only money-based, not object-based. Money-based, and what does it have to do with the house? So it has to be, you said, the may buy is a lie. When I sell the house and I get the money, that money should be Kodesh. And we'll say, okay, now you're running into Dovah Shaloi B'lihelo. And therefore, the Gemara ultimately came out that this can only be like Rav Meir that holds Adam Makdish Dovah Shaloi B'lihelo. That's basically what comes out from our Gemara. Always a last resort to be Maimed the Mishnah Shaloi Ali B'dehilchasa. But that's the way the Gemara came out. The Gemara made a similar Kimta later on, when we talk about somebody who rents a house and he goes then as makdish the house, same kind of problem. The Gemara says that the money of the rent becomes hektish, it's chayv and achrayis, but that is only in a case where he said that when the rent money comes in, I'm being makdish it. And again, the Gemara says that only works according to Rav Meir, it doesn't work according to the Chacham. So basically, that's the Gemara. So the major issue we had with the whole Gemara here is that why was the Gemara going and saying that this whole Mishnah and Sugya is Shalei Alei B'de Hilchasa? When in fact, you could make a nether by Hektish on a Dover Shalei B'Leil. And that's the Rambam. The Rambam says that, and that was the Rambam we brought down. Anyway. And that has a din of Nidre Hektish. You have now, it's 100% money. The obligation is here. So it's true that Gemara would have had to tweak it a little bit to say, well, this is really a case where you still have to be Makdish it. It's true. Because then the Mishnah would go to Kuli Alma. And basically what the Mishnah would be saying is this din of the Rambam. That if somebody says that when I get this money, I have to give it over to Hektish, he's got to do it. And then the Mishnah would have been according to everybody. Sai according to Rabbanon, Sai according to Remeir. Why was the Gemara forced to be maimed the Mishnah, Shalei Alei B'de Hilchasa? And basically the Gemara's manipulation here is that instead of you saying that when I get the money, I'm going to make it Kodesh, when you get the money, it's automatically going to be Kodesh. That's the only thing the Gemara gained by going according to Rav Meir. So the Gemara gained one little piece, but the Gemara lost that the whole sugya Shalei Alei B'de Hilchasa. The Gemara could have said simple. Ein Echanami, you have to. It doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah you don't have to be Makdash it again. Maybe Ein Echanami, you got to be Makdash it again. Who says you don't have to? All the Mishnah said was you have to do it, that's all. Obligation, and that obligation stays with you forever, which is really what the Gemara was trying to accomplish. You have to realize the difference between Harei Alai and Harei Zu. The main difference is that Harei Alai is on you and Harei Zu is on an object. You become, when you say Harei Alai, you become the party that's obligated, and when you say Harei Zu, it's really the obligation is being chal on the object. And really, the whole thrust of the sugis were trying to put it on you. That's the whole problem we had. How could you be chayv and achrayis if you're saying this house should be kodesh? You're not a party to it. And even if you say the value of this house should be kodesh, you're not party to it. So that's why we had to manipulate the situation. That really, what you're doing is you're being makdish the value that you're going to get from the house when you sell it. Okay. And that's what you're being makdish. And on that you're saying Harei Alai. So why can't we just say simple? You said that I'm going to be makdish the proceeds of this home. And according to the Rambam, that's 100% binding. According to everybody. Not only according to the mayor, according to Chacham, according to everybody. The only thing is, according to the Rambam, there's going to be another step. The additional step is going to be that at the closing, when you get the $300,000 for the house, so you're going to then say again, Harei Moisaelu Hektish. Okay. That wouldn't be a very big ukimta to make in our sugya. We don't see anywhere that you didn't do such a thing. So why was the Gemara forced to go completely Shalei Alei B'de Hilchasa? It's just very strange. Completely Shalei Alei B'de Hilchasa. And the Gemara didn't seem to gain anything by making that ukimta. Other than saying that you don't need to be makdish it again, it's the only thing I could possibly think of what the Gemara accomplished by doing that, and I don't see why that's even an accomplishment. What's the significance? So Rav Eliyahu, what? The Rambam is in Erechin Perek Vav Halacha Lamed Gimel, the end of Perek Vav. Now the Rambam ends off and he says, and I have a riot to this from Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu was one of the sources of Hekdesh, one of the first sources in the Torah of Hekdesh. And Yaakov Avinu said, "V'kol ha'shatiti li'asar ha'sarenu lach." He didn't have it. Right? He didn't have it. He didn't have it in his domain. He said, "When I get it, I'll be makdish it." And that neder was chal. The Torah testifies, "Vayidor Yaakov neder." That neder was a neder. So that's all. That's the. So Rav Elyashiv here in his Sefer Ha'oros on Maseches Erech, and he points out this problem. He says, "You do him divrei Harambam." The Rambam is known that holds that you could be makdish something which is loybal ha'olam. You could make an obligation to be makdish something loybal ha'olam. He says, "Umadalei mitaretz came." Why didn't the Gemara say that that's the way it could be? So he says it could be that the Gemara held that the hektish is chal now already. That's the point that I'm making to you. It could be the Gemara held that that the Gemara didn't want to say that you need another hakdasha. But to me, that's a very weak argument in relevance to saying that the whole sugya shalei be the hilchos. We're basically saying the whole sugya is shalei b'dilchusim. That's why I felt there has to be some other pshat here in the sugya. Why the Gemara was forced to say that this can only, that the din can only work according to the Meir, can't work according to the Chachamim. And there's another question that the Achronim ask here. We tagged it on to the Meir Mekremis here, which is that the Beis Meir brings down. We know that Kedushas HaGuf could be chal on a Dover Shalei Baliyah. Which means this whole discussion about not being able to be Makdash a Dover Shalei Baliyah is only when you're doing a Kedushas Dom. But when you're doing a Kedushas HaGuf, then it could work even on a Dover Shalei Baliyah. For instance, a person could be Makdash an Uber of an animal. We had that many times. Even though the Uber is not here, and as far as Choshen Mishpat is concerned, you can't sell an Uber. The mayor holds you can sell an Uber. We hold you can't sell an Uber. You can only sell it after it's born. But by Hekdesh, it does work. If you Makdesh the Guf, it works. So the Beis Meir comes and he says, in this piece in Simen Samach Tes, he says that if Kedushas HaGuf is Chal, on Dover Shalei Baleilam, Hu Adin Kedushas Domim Umizbeach Chal, al Dover Shalei Baleilam. So he goes on to say, that it doesn't have to be that you're actually makdish something to put on the mizbeach. Even if you're makdish the value of it to go on the mizbeach, it also works by a davar shalei baliyah. Which sort of goes against our whole Gemara. So why did our Gemara have to come on and say that this is going shalei alibi dehilchasim? The whole sugi is going only like Rameir. That Rameir holds you could be makdish something which is not here. The Gemara could have said very simple. The Gemara could have said that since you're being makdish this lo'oilo, bayezeh oilo, right, shorzeh oilo, so the proceeds of the home and the proceeds of the shor are going to go to for korban oilo, kedushas haguf. And the Beis Meir is telling us that kedushas haguf works on a davar shalei baliyah even if it's not the object that you're going to put on the mizbeach. It's more the nature of the kedusha. The nature of the kedusha works on a davar shalei baliyah. So then what was the whole point of our sugya? What was the problem that our sugya had? Very, very difficult. Okay. So, I want to say a simple idea to be mevar the sugya. And this will carry us forward also in the maskin in the next sugya that we're going to have next week as far as the monetary shibut that you have when you makdish for a karm. There's clearly two types of nedarim. There's nedarim that you make when you make a classic neder. You say, "I'm not going to eat this piece of bread is usher on me," right? Or this home is usher on me. That's a classic neder. That's called nidre yisr. And nidre yisr, you always need an object. You can't make a neder if there's no object, because that's what a neder is. A neder is an isr chefzer. A neder can only be on an object. There cannot be a nether on something which is not an object. So if you say, for instance, I'm making a nether that I'm not going to sleep, that wouldn't be chal.
I remember you once spoke a different time, somebody says you're not needing a piece of chazah. It's also because you're not letting...
That's a shvur. That's something else. That's a mushbevaimut. That's because you're already mushbevaimut. That's another reason why it's not chav. But I'm talking about when you're making a regular neder, but instead of talking about the object, you're talking about yourself. So you're saying, I'm not going to sleep. I make a neder, I'm not going to sleep. I make a neder, I'm not going to go into this house. The halacha is that the neder is not chav. Because there's an absence of an object, it's not chav. Yeah, it has to be, every neder has to be on the object. This home is also on me. Why is there also a lie? There is a machloikis rishonim. If you make a neder in the wrong way, will we at least say it's a shvur? You make a neder b'losh shvur, a shvur b'losh neder. There's a machloikis between the Ran and the Ramban, what we do with such a type of a neder. But clearly, a neder won't work that way. You cannot make a neder without an object. It's not shayach. Okay? The only time we find an exception to the rule is by hektish. Because when somebody says, harei alai oila, there's no object. He says, harei zu oila, then there's an object. Somebody says, harei alai oila, so there is no object. It's just an obligation. So really, harei alai is like a shvur. Normally we would call that a shvur. But by hektish, it's chal mit peteres neder, it's chal. So that's this Ramban that you have here in the Mar Mekoymis in Parshas Matos, where the Ramban says very clearly, Lefi Daiti, he says, Sha'arei Yomu b'Nedorim Dehu Osu Cheftza Alei. Nedorim is always a din of the object. U'lefikoch Einem Cholim Al Dovo She'im B'Mamish. Says the Ramban, that's why you can't be chal unless there's an object. Like even sleep, if somebody want to make a neder on sleep, the Mishnah says that the Mishnah is like a real stickler. You have to say, "Koinem eini b'shinam." My eyes shouldn't be able to be asleep. It has to be an object. You have to be talking about an object. So he says, "Kigoyin neder shaloy adaber imcha." I'm making a neder. I won't talk to you. Or shaloy elech. I won't. We'll go somewhere. Shaloy isham. He says, "Kivon shadaber kain." It won't work. The neder is not chal, only on it has to be a chayfas. Elo olav shiaseu. He says, "V'loy huskaru b'nedorim b'gemara b'kum v'asei klal." You will never find that you could make a neder on something which is not here, on a non-object. You won't find it, except says it. Elo, he says, the afal pisha matzinu benidre gavoya harei elo 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 shlomim. He says that's different. Hu choymer shunayik benidre hektish v'nei yeshiyesh pohem chayfetz nesa. He said, the bottom line is, he says, it's the only time we find that you can make a nether on a non-object is by hektish. We'll see where it's from. He doesn't say where it's from. He just says it's a fact. The fact is that a person, that's the only time a person could make a neder on a non-object. And again, the question is going to be, how much does this goes under the umbrella of Nidre Hektish? But that's the Ramban's idea. So Hektish is the only thing that we have. You can make a neder even though there's no object. Period. That's Nidre Gavoya. Still in all, by Hektish, there's two types of neder. There's a neder of Harei Alai and there's a neder of Harei Zu. The neder of Harei Zu is very similar to nadar, to regular nadar. Because then you're taking an object, and you're saying it should be asr, it should be an oil, it should be a shlomim. But you can also say harei alai. Now, by nazirus,
why does it have to be nadar? Why can't it be a shlomim? Why does
it have to be? It is. The Torah gives it a din nadar. You could make a shvur, for sure. A person can make a shvur that he's going to be mad or something, absolutely. But the Torah calls it a neder, so it has all the dinim of nedar. It's a bal yachal, a bal ta'ach. All the ramifications of a neder are there, even though there's no object. That's the fact. So now the shaila is, what's under that umbrella? Mashal nazirus. What is nazirus? Nazirus is also a very similar thing, because nazirus, what happens by nazirus? Nazirus, ultimately, you're saying you're not going to drink wine, you're not going to matame lemesim. These are things you're not going to do, right? So l'chayra, by a nazirus, should be like a isagavra, right? Should be on the person, right? L'chayra should be on the person. So the Rishonim talk about this. Why do we call, the question is, does nazirus go under the category of Nedarim, or does Nazirus go under the category of Shvua? The way the Mishnah reads in Nedarim, it sounds like Nazirus is a neder. And that's the way it's treated, as a neder. Nazirus is not considered a Shvua, it's considered a neder. And the Rosh gives a very fascinating reason for that. He says that when you makabel yourself to be a Nazir, he says, what you're really doing is you're being makdish yourself. It's almost like a person, a kohen, has certain things he's not allowed to do. Right? So he says, what you're really being makabel is kedushas nazirus. So now you're becoming a new citizen. You're going from a regular Yisrael citizen. Now you're becoming a Nazir citizen. So you're elevating your kedusha. Now the ramifications are no wine, no mason, no tumul mason. So the Rosh says that's why it's called a neder. Why do we call Nazirus a neder? Because you're not saying, I'm not going to drink wine. What you're really saying is, I'm becoming a Nazir. And now there are ramifications of Nazirus. That's the way the Rosh sees the concept of Nazirus. But the truth is that we find Nazirus even less than that. A person could say, Harei alai lekabel Nazirus. Okay. Now that is surely nothing more than like a shvur. Thing. I am accepting upon myself to become to make myself into a Nazir. You're not saying I am a Nazir. Saying Harei alai lekabel Nazirus. The Gemara in the Durham gives this case. He says, Lo eftam in ha'olam ad shehei Nazir. A guy says, sometime before I die, I'm going to become a Nazir. That l'chayr is clearly a neder. Ashur, that shouldn't be like a neder. Yet the Gemara calls that a nidrei naziris. And all the Rishonim discussed this on the Av Gimel and the Beis in the Durham, what this is. I always felt it all ties into this Ramban. The Ramban here in Parashas Matas is telling us that although normally there's a very clear line, a shvur is on you. I'm not going to do this, I will do this. That's a shvur. A neder is always on the object. And the two never meet. A neder is this object is also. Okay. But the Ramban is saying that when the Torah was machadish, nidrei hektish, the Torah gave another possible neder. And that is, if the end result, because of my shvur-like obligation, there's going to be an object that's going to get kedusha, that also is called a neder. That's really what the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is saying, what he says over here is, he says, by nidrei gavoy it is, why is it chal? He says, mipnei sheyesh bohem chefetz nesa. He says, because the end of the day, there's going to be an object that's going to be awesome. Which means, that when I say I'm not going to, somebody make a shvu, he's not going to drink something. Yeah? So the end of the day, there's no object that's becoming awesome. He's always going to remain the one who's awesome. But when somebody says, harei alai oilo, that will lead to something becoming kodesh. So therefore, the neder includes both something which is becoming objectively also, and something, an obligation which is leading to an object becoming us. And that's why there's such a thing as nidrei hektish. That's how the Ramban explains it. And that's the reason why this Lamele we understand by Nazir is the same thing. Somebody says, Loi eftar min ha'olam ad shehei Nazir, that includes that there will be, at the end of the day, a person who's becoming a Nazir. And therefore that goes under the banner of Nidrei Nazirus. It's the same idea as the Ramban. Now we come to our sugya. Okay? So the Rambam comes in Hilchos Erechim, and he tells us that although Eino the Makdish Dovah Shalei Bol Yelo, that's only because, now the Rambam is very simple what he's saying. That's only because you're trying to be makdish something that's not here. We're not here enough to be makdish. Doesn't work. Says the Rambam. But we know that by nidrei hektish there's another piece to the puzzle. And that is the person accepting upon himself the obligation to be makdish an object. The Rambam says that's really on you. So that's not a dover shehu b'leil. That's a dover shehu b'leil. So though you could read the Rambam as saying something about Dovah Loi Bali Olam, I would learn the Rambam differently. I would learn that what the Rambam is saying is that there's a piece that's not Loi Bali Olam. Your piece. Normally, by a neder, it's very black and white. Because the only way to make a neder is on an object. Either the object is here or is not here. If it's here, it's bo olam. If it's not here, it's loy bo olam. But being that by Nidrei Hekdesh the Torah came and was machadish, that even the obligation to be machadish something is also a neder, right? And that obligation is chal on who? On you, right? I am becoming now obligated to do something. So that's not a problem of loy bo olam. You're here. You're not enacting anything on an object. That's the whole point of the Rambam. The point of the Rambam is not that attacker works on something which is not here. The point of the Rambam is it's being chal on the individual. It's not being chal on the object. And that's why it works. See, even though, the Rambam's lashon is a little ambiguous, because the lashon of Rambam is, right? So it sounds like that's why you're right away thinking that the Rambam is saying, but this works on loy bo olam, but look at the lashon. Says the Rambam, im omar harei alai lakdishoi, chayev lakdishoi. That's all. That's all he's saying.
Because it's
bo olam. Not because it's loy bo olam. Because he's bo olam. And the whole point, so the Rambam is really only connecting himself to that piece, to the piece of your piece. You say, harei alai. Well, you're saying, I'm going to go and do something. The Rambam is saying, that piece you become is here. And therefore, that's a Dovah Shebolayelah. So now I think, if we look at the sugya now, everything is very partial. Very partial. The Gemara goes through the shock of Atariah here. Now, the whole concept of a Chiyav Achrayas, right? Chiyav Achrayas, can only be, right, where we're dealing with a conclusionary monetary obligation. Okay? So, what was the whole question? Let the Gemara learn, let the case over here be that somebody's saying, when I sell the house, it's olai lahakdish, lahakdish domov. And according to the Rambam, that's chal. And that's finished. The Gemara would have no problem. Hold over loy bo olam. Teretz says the Gemara, that wasn't even an option for the Gemara. Because that would basically mean that nothing was chal yet. The only thing that was chal was that the human being, this person now has a chiv to be makdish this money. Okay, so where's the chiv achrayas? Where's the chiv achrayas? Chiv achrayas on what? On what? The neder that he made has no chiv achrayas. Now, when he goes and is makdish that money, he can either say harei alai or harei zu, and then we will decide what kind of chiyav he has, what kind of conclusionary chiyav he has. As of now, the concept of achrayus is not applicable. So the Gemara had no option. So Rav Yashiv is saying the Gemara didn't want to say that there's two steps here. I'm saying it's not a question of two steps. The question is the whole din of the Mishnah doesn't work, because the whole point of the Mishnah is that now there is a chiyav achrayus. Right? If you say the may buy is there, then there is a chiv achrayas. What do you mean chiv achrayas? So far, the only thing you said was that when this money comes into the world, I'll be makdish it, according to the Rambam. What's a chiv achrayas? You won't makdish anything yet. And when it comes into the world, there are two ways to be makdish it. You can either say arei zu and arei alai. Mistama, even the Rambam would agree that if somebody says, when this thing comes into the world, I'll be makdish it. And then he says, harei zu, he won't be chayv in achrayas. Why would he be chayv in achrayas? Why would he be chayv in achrayas? It all would depend on how he was makdish the thing when it came into the world. All he said was, when this thing comes into the world, I'm going to be makdish it. And he went and he did it. He went there and he was makdish it. The only obligation that could be chal, according to the Rambam, is now you have to be makdish it. So you do that. Now, if you say arei alai at that point, you'll become chayv in achrayas. Not because of what you said now, because of the way you structured the neder when it occurred. And if you say later arei zu, you won't become chayv in achrayas, because the way you structured the neder. And either way, if you pick plan A or plan B, either way, you will mekayim the nether that you made, which was that when it comes into the world, I'll be makdish it. So therefore, by definition, when the Gemara said, when the Mishnah said that there's a chiyuv of achrayus, the Gemara knew that there had to be that something was chal now. And the only way for the Gemara to say something was chal now was if you hold like Rav Meir that you can make a chalois on something that's not here, then we could say, okay, so it's done. Right now you were makabel a nether with a chiyuv of achrayus. You will mock this something with a chiyuv of achrayus. That can only work according to Rav Meir, who holds other makdish dovah shalei baliyo. It's the only way it will work.
And the personal obligation I have, if I assume an obligation to be makdish something, it's certainly an obligation on me personally, but that you're saying that's not properly called a chiyuv of achrayus. That's just my obligation? Is that the point? In other words, there is a personal obligation.
Yeah, but that obligation...
Achrayus is only when I have achrayus on an object.
I have no achrayus at all, because all my achrayus... Achrayus means if something occurs to something, I have to replace it. Right? There's no chiv of replacement at this point. If you never sell the house, you won't be chayv to do anything. If you sell the house, you'll have to be makdish the money. How are you going to decide to be makdish that money? You'll decide. Either you'll say harei alai, or you'll say harei zu. If you say harei alai, you'll become chayv in achrayus. Because of that, because of what you did in 3 years from now. Not because you said, buy is a lie.
And that original obligation that came when I said I will make...
That's not a chiv achrayas. It's not a chrayas. It's a chiv to make another.
What?
Well, it's almost an obligation al tanai, which is exactly what Yaakov Avinu... What did Yaakov Avinu say? What did Yaakov Avinu say? It's this week's parasha, right? He said that if I earn money, I obligate myself to give a percentage to Hekdesh. If I earn money, I obligate myself to give a percentage. That's all he was saying. Okay, so step one, I think, is very clear. The Gemara was not, the only choice the Gemara had was to say that this is working with other Makdesh Dovah Shalei Bali Elam. So now something happened now. And now what happened now had achrayas to it. You were responsible to replace it. That's the Gemara. Now, what do we do with our major other question? Which is not only according to the Rambam. As the Beis Meir explains, many Rishonim hold that by Hekdesh, by Kedushas Aguf, you could be Makdesh even something if it's not here. Not only that, you could be Makdesh even if it's Kedushas Domen, even if it's money. But if the money is on something which will be used for the Mizbeach, then it works even if it's Loi Bali Olam. So that's not answered by what I just said. That's Shver. All I did now is I answered the Rambam. That although the Rambam says you could be mechayiv yourself on Dovah Shalei Bali Olam, that's not because you're being mechayiv yourself on that, you're being mechayiv yourself on you. And therefore, that's nothing to do with chiyuv achrayus. So the Rambam we answered. But we didn't answer yet. So now, what do we do with the fact that you could be make a kedushas aguf on something that's not here? So here I want to explain to you like this. It's a little bit of a sensitive chiluk. There's a big difference between Rav Meir, other makdash Dovah Shalei Bali Olam, and the fact that you could be makdash and kedushas a guf, Dovah Shalei Bali Olam. It's a very big difference. Rav Meir has a universal shita. He always holds you could do something on Loi Bali Olam. It's not by kutchim, it's all over. He holds I could sell you something I don't have. Right? I could sell you a Dovah Shalei Bali Olam too. It's not dafka by hektish. Rav Meir holds that there is a gemiras das. There's a gemiras das, which basically means your das is considered complete even on something that's not here. That's a Meir Shita. So Meir holds you can always enact something on a Loi Bali Olam. That's a Meir Shita, all over. The Chachamim argue. The Chachamim hold, if I sell anything that's not binding today, it can't be Chal. There's no Gemir's das, it can't be Chal. That's the Shita of the Chachamim. Now, Kedushas Aguf is different. Chachamim say you could be Makdash and Uber, even though it's not here. Right? You could be Makdash and Uber. Now, why is Kedushas Aguf different than Kedushas Dom? Than anything. Forget Kedushas Dom. Why do the Chachamim hold that? So is the pshat that the Chachamim embrace Rav Meir Shita? That they hold by Kedushas Aguf, you could be Makdash Dovah Shalei Bali Olam? Or the Chachamim saying something entirely different. What they're saying is that Kedushas Aguf works differently than Kinyanim. Very different. Why? By a Kinyan, the individual, the person, is the main thing. Meaning, what is a Kinyan? A Kinyan is Gemiras Das. If you have to describe what is a kinyan, every kinyan, every ma'aseh kinyan, mishichat, bor, shtar, any kinyan you're going to pick is based on gemira's das. In fact, the Rishonim already say, the Radvaz says it, that if the merchants create their own way of making a transaction, that becomes an acquisition. That works, la'alocha. So if you have a dina de malchusa, forget the halacha of dina malchusa dina. You don't need to come on to dina malchusa dina. It becomes the custom of transaction, a handshake, the check on the barrel, whatever the method was. Because every kinyan, the power behind the kinyan is the gemira's das. The kinyan is just a way of creating the gemira's das. That's how every kinyan works. The chachamim hold that by dover shaloi boli olam there is no gemira's das. So therefore they hold you could make 1,000 kinyonim. Doesn't work because it's there's no das, there's no complete gemira's das, there's no complete das. That's the sheet of the chacham all over. Now hekdesh works very differently. Why hekdesh? I'm not really making a transfer to rishus hekdesh. What I'm doing is I'm being no, that's another thing. See, look, but that would even be hekdesh. I'm being makdesh an object. I'm making something holy. The conclusion of that holiness that I'm putting on the object. When I say I raise the oil, I'm not really saying I'm giving this to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm being makdeh. I'm making this thing holy. I'm giving it kedushas haguf. I'm saying this is an oil. I'm making it into an oil. Now, if I'm making it into an oil, so now the fact that then the halacha is that something which is an oil goes out of my domain, that is really secondary. So then, let's say the thing is here in the world, and a guy is makdish an oila, and he wasn't thinking that he will own the oila afterwards, he won't own the oila afterwards. He wasn't thinking about it. That wouldn't bother us, because that's not what the kinyan is. If somebody sold the cup and he didn't realize that by selling the cup goes from his rishus to the other guy's rishus, that'll be a mekach teyus, because he's missing the boat. If we go over to a guy, he says hareze oila, he says I'm making this into an oila. And then afterwards we tell him, do you realize when you made it, when you gave this behemoth kedusha oil, it's not yours anymore now? He says, oh, I didn't realize that. I thought that if I'm makdish it, it's just holy, but I'm still the balabos. Sorry, sir, that's not the way it works. The rules of the game are when you make it oila, you can't be makadish a woman with it anymore. It's not yours. Even get the kachim kalam, unless you hold like a b'yesi, haglili. That kachim kalam is mom and bailam. So what would be a guy made something into a shlomim? Right? And he had full das to make it into a shlomim. But he knows the halacha is that a shlomim he could eat. So he thought he can also makadish a woman with it. Okay. We tell him afterwards, by the way, you made a mistake. When you made it into a shlomim, that's it. You don't have a right makadish. Would that be a mekach toyas? So I'm telling you, absolutely not. It would be no different than the guy didn't know how many times we have to spritz the blood on the mizbeach. Or that he can only eat it for 2 days. His amaraxis, or his knowledge of what the halacha is about kodshim, is not relevant to us. If he didn't know that that when you say I raise a shlomim, you're making it into a shlomim, that would bother us. That would bother us. But if he didn't know the ramifications of kodshim at all, he didn't know that how many days he could. Most people, I would venture to say that most people that were makdish akom didn't know all the ramifications of the kodshim. And what would be if a guy says, you know, I didn't know that there's me'ila. I wouldn't have been makdish a carbon if I thought there's me'ila. I'm scared. Okay? That wouldn't bother. I mean, he may be able to go then and be shoyl on the hektish, but he'll have to go and remove it. Because that's not what he's doing. So what I'm telling you is very simple. Therefore, the Chacham Molda, when you make something kedusha seguf, so there's no problem of it being a davar shalei bali olam, because the gemira's das is not what's critical. A davar shalei bali olam, we say there's no gemira's das as far as a transfer of domain, of me giving it something to you. There we say there's a problem. By kedushas aguf, the chachamim say, listen, primarily, you're making a chalais of kedusha. And on that, there's no din of a davar shalei bali olam. That's the lumdus of the chacham. And therefore, the chachamim hold that it works even if it's loy bali olam. Everybody holds it works even if it's loy bali olam. So I'm telling you, it's very simple. So what is the Beis Meir saying? That would hold true even if you're being makdish something ledomov, which basically means I go over to this sefer and I say I'm being makdish the value of this sefer for carbon oil, because I'm really doing the same thing. I'm taking the money of this sefer and I'm making it into money into an oil. So also doesn't bother us if it's bol oil or maloy bol oil, according to the chacham, even according to the chacham. But if I go ahead and I'm not being makdish an object at all, there is no object that I'm being makdish. What? Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly the point that I'm getting to. But let's say, I'm not saying that this sefer should be kodesh. I'm saying the proceeds of this sefer I'm going to be makdish, or will become kodesh, right? So right now, I was not makdish anything. There is nothing that I was makdish now. So therefore, the only thing that possibly you're doing is you're saying, I'm obligating myself now to something that will happen in the future. There, even the Chachamim agree, even the Chachamim who normally hold that by Kedushas or Guf, that works, here there's no Guf. So, the Gemara couldn't have said it, it's the only sheet that works over here, would be the sheet of a bear who holds, we never care if something is ba'ala. There is always Gemira's das, even if something is not in the world. Because any other way of learning needs, at the very least, a Maisa HaKdosha. Right? A Maisa HaKdosha on something. Because that's the only reason why the Chachamim say it works is because they say, listen, you made something now into an oila. Right? Here I'm saying, the proceeds that I'm going to get from something, then they should turn into an oil. So I'm not being makdish this object, not ledomov, and not legufay. So all I'm really doing is saying, I want something in the future to then later get a kedusha. So that already is a regular problem of there's no gemiras das, because right now you're not being makdish anything. The whole point, according to the Chachamim, is being makdish. And I believe that this is probably what the Vilna Gaon means. The Vilna Gaon here in Shulchan Aruch, he brings down the Rambam Shita, and he says as follows. This Vilna Gaon is found in Yeredeya, Simin Reish Lamed Dalad, Sifkot and Kufchav Tes. He says, "Afilu l'das haRambam, here is Lashon, be'inon al koponim shabehema tehemu beres." He says, "You need that the animal at least should be pregnant, and then you bring makdish to uber." Meaning, I have to be engaged now in being makdish something. It could be that the thing is not here enough that there's a gemiras das that doesn't bother us, but I have to be makdish something now. Because the reason why it works according to the Chachamim, the only reason why it works according to the Chachamim is because what they're saying is basically, you're being makdish now something. What you're being makdish is not here enough to make a gemiras das for a monetary transaction. That doesn't bother us. So what? So you're picking another methodology, which is being makdish. And if you're using a different methodology, then it doesn't matter how much it's here, because you have a complete gemiras das. But the absence of an object completely, says the Gaon, then all you're doing is basically saying, I want to do something for the future. So now, only according to a mayor who holds that a person can do anything in the future. Stop, I can obligate myself to do anything in the future. So according to a mayor, talk it works. You don't need to be mocked the shit again. You don't need... According to the base mayor, if you say the value of this safer should go... The value of this sefer, right now, the value of this sefer today is a korban oil.
Right. So the sefer is not hekdesh.
Sure is. The value of the sefer is hekdesh.
But the money of the sefer, not the sefer.
The value of the sefer. The sefer can't be a korban oil. But the value of the sefer is a korban. What?
You just give the sefer to hekdesh.
Okay.
So forget the korban.
Right. So that would definitely work.
The value. But the sefer itself is not.
No, the value is here right now. The value is here right now. The only issue here is where you say the proceeds of the sefer. See, there's a big difference between value of the sefer and proceeds of the sefer.
When I say when I
that would be a double shalom
aleil. Right. And that the Chama would say is not a problem.
Exactly. See, when I say the value of the sefer, when I say the value of this sefer is kadosh, till I redeem it, I can't use the sefer. When I say the proceeds of the sefer should go for a korban aleil, even according to the mayor, I could use the sefer now.
Once you sell it, then you have to give it.
Even according to a mayor. Even according to a mayor, if I say the proceeds of this sefer should go for korban aleil, right now I could still use the sefer because there's no proceeds.
And if I give that sefer,
but if I say the value of the sefer should be a korban aleil, I can't use the sefer now.
I get that sefer away as a baton and I never have it anymore, so it's nothing.
Nothing. That's the whole point. What I'm trying to tell you is, that's the whole reason why the Gemara couldn't say this is going like the Rabbanan. Because right now you're being makdish nothing.
And there, proceeds or you said value? Value is like an
because
Uber.
I said proceeds.
Value
is
like an Uber, right?
Value is no problem. Value is better than an Uber.
Value is
better than an Uber. Okay, we'll stop here.